Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to this episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zikas Guitars. I hope you are doing well, and once again, I have the pleasure to introduce to you some of our new arrivals. Please make sure to visit also our website because you can find much more information about the guitars, and there are sometimes some beautiful stories about the individual guitars, and it could be very interesting for you to know more about them. And please leave a like, comment and subscribe if you didn't do that already. You can give the like now. I'm waiting. Thank you. And you can leave a comment, of course, at the end of the video. Let's start with the guitars of this week. The first guitar of this week is made by a German guitar luthier, Vincent Hummel. It's from 2022, it's a brand new guitar, and it's a double top model with a shorter scale. It has a 64 centimeter scale. We have a spruce top on this guitar, and we have Madagascar rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. I think you can definitely hear the long sustain of this guitar. And to be honest, for me, if I didn't know that it's a double top guitar, I would think that it's not a double top guitar. It's a more traditional or maybe lattice braced, because you have a very bright sound and a lot of colors, but at the same time you have, of course, the loudness and the punchiness and the power of a double top guitar. Wow, it's so comfortable to play. I'm actually very impressed by this guitar because it's very comfortable to play and it helps you to bring out your musical ideas of a piece. Yeah, great instrument. Let's move to the next guitar. And once again, we have an absolutely beautiful and historical instrument. This is a Francisco Simplicio from 1926. So this instrument is nearly 100 years old. It's in a very good condition. It's a joy just to look at this guitar. We have a spruce top on this guitar and maple back and sides. It's very, very light, and it's just resonating and vibrating while I'm talking. So I'm very curious about the sound. I refuse to talk. I just want to play. This instrument sounds so perfect. You can play wherever you want, and it sounds just so magical. So the balance of this guitar is extremely good, and also the tone separation. You can hear every interval, and wow. I've had enough of this instrument, oh my god. I have to say bye to you. We have to move on. We stay in the world of historical and vintage instruments. This is a Manuel Ramirez guitar from probably 1903 to 1909. We have a spruce top on this guitar and cypress back and sides. The weight of this guitar is, I don't know, I nearly don't feel anything on my hands. Let's see how it sounds. Oh my god. the basses on this guitar are, I didn't expect that, because the body of this guitar is a little bit smaller than other guitars, but it has such a good and low and deep resonance. Beautiful, really. I mean, this is more than 100 years old and it's in perfect playing condition. It's like I don't have any problems. It feels very comfortable to play. It's a great musical instrument. The balance on this guitar is amazing. And the tone separation is just out of this world. Please let me know in the comments how you would describe the sound of this guitar, or in general the sound of the vintage and older guitars in comparison to the newer ones. Let's move to the next guitar. The next absolutely amazing looking guitar is made by Julian Gomez Ramirez. It's from 1936 and Julian Gomez Ramirez was born in Madrid, but this guitar has been built in his workshop in Paris. And as I said, this is from 1936, and we have a spruce top on this guitar and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. It's very, very light, like the most of the traditional guitars, and let's hear how it sounds. What a beautiful sound. Oh my God. This guitar has a very fast response. It has a little bit, a very small touch of a flamenco guitar in terms of response. But also great depth and very low resonance, and also great sustain. beautiful, charming sound. It has a very beautiful and traditional sound. I mean, the guitar is from 1936 and it's made by Julian Gomez Ramirez, so you have to expect a very traditional sound. Please help me also with this guitar to describe the sound. Maybe you can discover something new or something else what I don't find on this guitar. And it's always nice and very helpful to hear different opinions on a guitar. Let's move to the next one. This guitar is made by one of the most well-known Italian guitar luthiers, Lorenzo Frignani. It's from 2022, it's a brand new guitar. It has a number 250 and we have a spruce top and zircot back and sides. It's a piece of art. It's a very beautiful guitar, and let's play some notes on it. Wow, amazing sustain. It has a very bright and traditional sound, and it responds very fast and very good to your playing. Thank you. the most obvious thing on this guitar is the great balance on this one. It's so compact and of course, the beautiful and the traditional tone of this guitar. Let's move to the not the last one, we have still two guitars. This guitar is made by Masaki Sakurai from Japan, and this model is called Concert J, and this is the variation or the model with the spruce top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. It's brand new from 2022. And we have also a cedar version of this, which I will show you in the next video. But let's hear how it sounds. Wow, it's a very full-bodied sounding guitar. I didn't expect that because it's a traditional guitar, but you have somehow a very smooth and round sound with great power. Very nice guitar. Let's move to the last guitar of this week. It will be the cedar version of this guitar. And this guitar is made by Masaki Sakurai. It's from 2022 and this is the model Concert J. This has a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And let's hear how it sounds in comparison to the spruce version of this. Wow, it's a very loud and powerful guitar. And a very warm and smooth sound. I really like this guitar because of the powerful sound and also a very balanced sound, but the round and the smoothness of the trebles are just... somehow a combination of a traditional sound and a modern sound, because it's very powerful and round, but you have at the same time some crisp in the sound. If you want, you can create that sound. This was the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. Please let me know also in the comments which guitar was for you the best sounding one and how do you compare to the guitars to each other. And make sure to visit our website because you will find a lot more nerdy information about these guitars. And don't forget to leave a like. And now I'm finished. Thanks for watching and see you next week.